Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. We're going to continue yesterday's story, sort of. It was the same situation that I described to you before, the two little boys, Shalom Bear and Zalman Aaron. They were brothers. Zalman Aaron was a year or two older than Shalom Bear, but Shalom Bear would grow up someday to be the fifth Chabad Rebbe, known as the Rebbe Rishab, Shalom Bear, Dov Bear, who was the Rebbe around the mid to late 1800s. So the first part of the story was the discussion about tefillah, that they were playing Rebbe and Chassid, if you remember, if you heard this part of the story. And Zalman Aaron was playing Rebbe, and Shalom Bear was playing Chassid. And Shalom Bear came in and asked for help, that he had a problem. And that was that he was not able to focus during his davening. As he was davening, he would constantly, he said, drift off and find himself thinking about things besides davening, and not concentrating on the davening. And his brother advised him right away, probably you have to look in the Siddur. You're probably not looking in the Siddur. If you look in the Siddur, then you'll be able to focus. And right away, his brother said, Shalom Bear said, you're not a real Rebbe. Because a real Rebbe doesn't just give someone advice. A real Rebbe first gives a krecht, a sigh, because he feels the pain of this person who has this problem. And only then does he offer advice. And we learned that it's a very important lesson for us, too, that people will ask us advice sometimes, friends or students or brothers or sisters, or who knows who might ask us advice. And we can't just right away give the advice to somebody who has a problem. We have to first feel their problem. We have to feel for them and feel sympathy and empathy for them, which means that we really feel their pain and their difficulty. Now comes the second part of the story. So now Shalom Bear, who's playing Chassid, he asks another kind of question. And it's a question not about a difficulty that he's having in his life, but a question about things in Judaism. And he asked him, what is a Jew? Shalom Bear said to his older brother, who's playing Rebbe, what is a Yid? What is a Jew? What makes a Jew different than a non-Jew? What is it that's so special about a Jew? What's the real essence of a Jew? So Zalman Aaron says, a Jew is fire. Now, of course, he didn't mean fire like that burns things up, but that's what he said, fire. He meant the spiritual fire. He said fire. So Shalom Bear asked, well, if a Jew is fire, then why don't I get burnt when I touch you? If you're a Jew and you're fire, then I should get burnt when I touch you. And Solomon Aaron said, because you're also a Jew, and you're also fire, and fire doesn't burn fire. Now, of course, they were just playing, they're just children, but still, their words are worth thinking about. What does it mean that a Jew is fire? That means that a Jew has a neshama, a soul, and the essence of the soul is really part of Hashem. And that's symbolized by fire. Like we say that Torah, ner mitzvah Torah or, that a candle is like a mitzvah, like a candle, and the Torah is light. And so too, the soul of a person is like fire. It always wants to go up to Hashem, just like fire is constantly going up. So the soul of a Jew also always wants to go up. So we are fiery. We are like a candle, like a flame, always wanting to go up to Hashem. But of course, we have to stay in this world and do our Torah mitzvahs down here. Now, if we have the spiritual power that seemingly someone who would come too close to us or touch us should get burnt. Well, of course, another Jewish person has the same fire as us. Of course, we don't burn each other. And even a non-Jew, of course, we're not here to burn up anybody. We're here to help people to come closer to Hashem. But how do we come closer to Hashem, and how do we help other people close to Hashem, become close to Hashem? Because inside of us we have a soul. The soul is like a fire. It's warm and it's exciting and it's going upwards, always closer to Hashem. And this is a fire that's never going out. Just like on the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, the altar and the Beis HaMikdash, there's a fire that never went out. Eish tamid lo sichbe, a fire that was always burning and never went out. So too our neshama is like that. It's always excited about Hashem. It's always warm. It's always full of life and energy. And with that, we can have enthusiasm and love for serving Hashem and doing Torah mitzvahs, and also tremendous simcha, tremendous joy in serving Hashem and doing Torah mitzvahs. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.